It's Morning Edition on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad with part two of our winter book series. Today we'll talk with Chris Meza, who wrote a semi-autobiographical novel called Various Men Who Knew Us as Girls. The book starts in 2004 in San Diego County, where protagonist Hester Smith is trying to make sense of a key event in her life in 1979 when she was in college. For 4 months, she was a teacher in training at a local high school where she met Dan Wood, a married teacher who supervised her training. The two start seeing each other, but the affair is unconsummated, which frustrates the 23-year-old Hester because she's still a virgin and can't understand why Wood doesn't want her sexually. Years later, Hester learns that Wood is being sued by a former student named Heather, who claims she had a sexual relationship with Wood when she was 16. At that time, Hester was also dating Wood. That's not all. At the time she learns of the lawsuit, Hester Smith also learns of a teenage prostitute working nearby, and Hester devises a plan to rescue this girl. I asked Chris Meza why she added the prostitution story to the one about Dan Wood and his relationships with Hester and the former student.
The story of the student teacher who has an almost affair with her master teacher, that story was pulled from my own life experience. And when I discovered 25 years later that my former master teacher had been nearly prosecuted and then was being sued by what I called the former 16-year-old who he had had an affair with, and I discovered it was right smack in the time when I was his student teacher, that sort of just blew my adult life open. And my reactions were what interested me in writing this book. Instead of being outraged that, oh, he was having sex with a student, my reaction was, why her? While I was struggling to write the book that just didn't seem like it had enough of a story, I just came across a news item about the underage trafficking in San Diego County. The extent of the practice and how it was done outdoors was just astonishing to know that this was happening right there where anyone might go hiking, yet nobody seemed to be doing anything about it. So I was interested that people could be outraged over this English teacher who 25 years before had had sex with a 16-year-old, and nobody was doing anything about this horror that was happening. So I decided to use this parallel story to allow this character to look with more scrutiny at her reactions to her past.
Most of our listeners will have a unanimous opinion on child prostitution, but I expect some might object to your adding nuance to Dan Wood's relationship with a 16-year-old girl. They'll argue that it's unequal, exploitive, period. How do you want readers to understand the affair between Dan and the 16-year-old Heather?
That there is gray area in this kind of relationship. And there's gray area that I even learned about while I was writing the book. When I went into that section, even though it's the main character, Hester, is telling that story as she imagined it, not from facts, she tries to tell it from the point of view of Heather. The names are confusing and on purpose. And so I was telling it from the point of view of Heather. It's almost like method acting. I had to kind of be in her while I was writing that, and the character that I thought she was going to be changed. I thought she was going to be a teenager who was not apprehensive about sex and knew the kind of allure she had and was using it to attract an older man and enjoying his attention. And just as I was writing it and as I was building her life and as I was trying to imagine her life, I realized the confusion that she was feeling. Not that she was necessarily feeling that her body was being abused, but that she started to not be able to think about her future. She started to not be able to know what she wanted to do after high school. And so I learned about the ways that teenagers can't handle this kind of relationship. I hadn't fully realized those until I actually play-acted, you know, one through writing fiction. But the other thing I wanted to do, and this I feel I did it successfully, was that Dan Wood, he was a man that was 31. I don't consider that very old. He was in a troubled marriage. He was very confused. He didn't set out like a predator to find a teenager to abuse. And it's such a cliche, and it's so unfair to say it just happened, because obviously he made choices along the way. But once he got into it, he was troubled by it as well. He was confused. He didn't know what to do with it. He didn't know what to do about the fact that he received comfort from this girl receiving his attentions. And so I wanted to put in the gray area of that a man has feelings, that a man can be confused and bewildered and make mistakes and not know what to do about his mistakes as well, that he's not just, you know, a crazed-eyed predator.
Chris Meza is the author of a dozen novels, most recently Various Men Who Knew Us as Girls. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
At WNIJ.org, you can hear Meza read a few pages from her book. Next Wednesday, we'll hear poetry that bridges the gap between American and Lebanese identities. I'm Dan Klefstad, WNIJ News.